Radio, where it's all about the music.
And be welcomed to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, but be warned because rock and roll is in town. We start off today's show with the Riot Squad. Welcome, welcome. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Jeff Siegel's in Dallas, our wonderful co-host. Jeff, we start off with Riot Squad, and does that mean that 2009, this being our first show of 2009, is going to be a punk year?
I don't know if it's going to be a punk year, but it's going to be a year full of tasty tunes, choice morsels, and all of the other good things that we always have on the Underground Podcast.
Well, what can you tell us about the Riot Squad, since they're a tasty morsel?
The Riot Squad, a Dallas band, oddly enough, from the late 80s to the late 90s, although this is from an EP that was released after the band broke up. Four fellas who like to play very simple guitar chords and do it in a punk fashion.
Well, as we know, that sends an arrow right to our heart. On this show, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music, and the music this time, as we said, a little bit punky at the beginning, and we like those punk bands.
We like all sorts of bands, and I believe, don't we have our usual eclectic mix today?
Well, as usual, we do have an eclectic mix. And for those who are new to the show, and many new listeners checking us out here at the beginning of the year, we welcome them too. We don't just play punk, but we are aficionados. And Jeff Siegel is the aficionado of punk rock and new wave. And are we ready for that?
I think we're ready. This is talking about a tasty morsel. I think we got a real tasty morsel coming up.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Uh-huh. Rachel Sweet, who does Lisa like on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And that, of course, from 1978, a very interesting record called Fool Around. And Rachel Sweet was all of 16 years old, Rick, when she recorded that album, which had actually a couple of FM hits, one we've played before, B-A-B-Y, covering Carla Thomas. And Rick, you really want to feel old?
Well, I can do the math, but tell me.
Rachel Sweet's 45 years old these days.
Is she still singing?
No, she gave up singing in the early 80s, and has been doing acting off and on since then, apparently. But in fact, one of her last hits was a duet with the legendary Rex Smith.
Well, tell me, what has she starred in that either of us have seen?
Hardly anything at all about that.
I wonder, I have to ask you, is there a subtle burbling underneath this particular podcast with the idea of cinematic connections? Since you started off and did not comment at all about the voice of a particular actor who shall not be named at the beginning of the podcast, and now we mention Rachel Sweet has been doing something, so I wonder if you've got some cinematic ideas that you're just not revealing, you just want people to pick up on.
No cinematic ideas for this version of the Underground Podcast, but it is the start of a new year, and because I guess of the election and all of the other stuff going on at the end of last year, we never got a chance to be particularly subversive.
Well, we are subversive. Those who really know us know deep in our heart, not only are we punks, but we're also subversive punks. And, of course, those are the best kind or the worst kind, depending on your point of view. And I will also point out that even though that song is a late 70s song, there's a line in there about people fighting in Baghdad and we don't care. And I would bet that you could play that and put that on any high school campus these days. And many of the students would probably agree, and I would add some college campuses to that too, unfortunately.
Well, the scary thing about this song, and Rachel Sweet was never more than a minor FM star, if that, on the late great Stiff Records. The scary thing about that song, Rick, and the other reason I wanted to play it, was that it could be a top 40 hit today. The lyrics are topical, as you noted, which I think that, in those days, stems from the Iran-Iraq war. The lyrics are topical. It sounds like it could be exactly what would be played on Top 40 today. And for what, say what you will about young Rachel, who was a major nymphette at the time, she could sing.
She could. Great set of pipes, as we always like to say. And, well, as we said on the last show, the things that folks deal with in junior high and high school, well, those things haven't changed one bit.
Not at all. And to be really subversive, I think we should play the next set.
Flower pot and looked my way. Woke up on a groovy Tuesday.
Field King, Out of Sight, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. As we do a little post-psychedelic set there, started off with one of my all-time favorite bands that no one has ever heard of, The Smithereens, Groovy Tuesday, and it's a little brand new music, or reasonably brand new music, from The Wigs, Already Young, and then the Chesterfield Kings. And Rick, the Chesterfield Kings is from 2007, and I think it's about time for them to do another album.
Well, that's wonderful, wonderful neo-psychedelic sounds. Those guys have it down, and it sounds in some ways like they're quoting, not just musically quoting, but lyrically quoting. And I was trying to figure out, I've listened to that song now several times, and trying to figure out, are they quoting Tom Petty? Who are they quoting? Do you know?
No, you know, I'm listening it too, and it sounds familiar. But then again, I'm not sure if it sounds familiar because they have the sound right and the lyrics are just so tight that it's, you know, that that's what they were trying for, or if they actually are.
Well, they do have that sound down perfectly. They could fit right in on a show in 1969 and people wouldn't know. And that's a relatively new band and a relatively new release. So wonderful music.
Well, listen, if you enjoyed that, if you didn't enjoy it, if you miss Marlo, the barking wonder dog, who, by the way, Rick, Marlo's been laid up the last week or so, touch of the arthritis.
Sorry to hear that. You did explore Marlo's arthritis earlier in 2008, and we were sorry to hear it then. So we're sorry to hear that he is laid up. What can people do to make him feel better, Jeff?
They can send him an email, because Marlo really likes to get email. Our email address here at the Underground Podcast, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, all one word, towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Keep me hanging on. Get out my life.
Blast for Psychedelia. There you have it. The Vanilla Fudge with You Keep Me Hanging On, a cover of the Motown classic, a Holland Dozier Holland song, made famous by the Supremes and then covered there by Vanilla Fudge. I think it also charted for Vanilla Fudge. And these days, if you go to find a Vanilla Fudge song, that is the most popular Vanilla Fudge cut you can get on iTunes or Amazon or wherever you are.
Where did you come up with that?
Well, I will tell you that this week, since you had been playing the voice of neo-psychedelia and the sound of, I guess, suburban angst in the new generation, recalling that 1960s sound, I said, what band is a perfect sort of psychedelic band? And came up with that. And I had it in my notes some time ago, listening to satellite radio. I heard that and said, oh, well, that's perfect for the Cover Me feature one of these days. So Vanilla Fudge featured Tim Bogert on vocals and bass and Carmen Appice, who both went on later to form a group with Jeff Beck. So there's a little musicology for you as we go along.
I think the strangest song in the 2+ years we've been doing this was Buffy St. Marie's cover of The Circle Game.
Which you get credit for.
Which I get credit for. This, though, this is pretty strange.
Well, what did you think?
Did I like it? You asked me if I liked it, or are you asking me if I thought it was strange?
Well, I know you think it was strange because you said it, that you thought it was strange, but did you like it, strange or not?
It was different.
Well, we know what that means. And that means it's time to go on to other music on the other side of this announcement.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering
to the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
We'll be right back.
no here on Pot and Pound. I'm sitting over here on Pot and Pound. Ain't never done no man no harm. But I'm from that kind in Limpasec. But I'm from that kind in Limpasec. Cotton in lymphosack, a Colgate shotgun at my back. I'm sitting over here on Park and Pound. But I'm sitting over here on Park and Pound. Ain't never done no man no harm.
Ain't no consolation.
Debbie Davy, Sitting and Crying on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio. That's from 2007, and that harp playing, the great Charlie Musselwhite. We started out with an English band, Backdoor Slam, Too Late, from their debut album called Roll Away. And in the middle, the father of British blues, John Mayall. That was him playing a harmonica. And Rick, in a moment, I'll ask you to tell me who was noodling a little lead guitar there. A song called Parchment Farm. That's a classic Delta blues song. Parchment Farm is, of course, the Mississippi State Prison where so many blues men did time.
I'm going to say, Rick? I'm going to say, John Mayall never picked any cotton.
No, he never picked any cotton, but who's doing that little guitar?
That's Mr. Clapton. And I think talking about your subtle design, you are certainly the subtle architect, because not only do you have a musicology lesson here, but a multi-show musicology lesson, because you started last show talking about the Yardbirds and Clapton at the Yardbirds. Well, left the Yardbirds to come to John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and he was one of the Blues Breakers, and left the Blues Breakers with Jack Bruce, who was playing bass, to go form some band, you may have heard of them, called Cream.
Does this mean that I have to play a Cream song next week now that I've started this?
I don't know. Right about a year ago, we played Cream, and I think that was one of the reasons that show was one of the biggest shows for us in 2008. So when you do that, be careful, because a lot of people will be listening then.
A lot of people will be listening. That's that, and I picked the Mayall song, the Blues Breakers song, for a couple of different reasons. That was, of course, one of them, and you're so smart to see how subtle I am. But also because, once again, we haven't given John Mayall his due here on Ivory Towers Radio, have we?
No, I think he's the first time that Mayall makes an appearance here, and that's overdue. Listen to who I hear in the background there.
Marlo is a big John Mayall Blues Breakers fan.
Sounds to me also like Rosie is joining in there.
She'll just bark anytime Marlo barks. She doesn't have as good taste in music as Marlo does.
So we at least got Marlo barking this week. That's a good sign. And then maybe if he gets some email, we'll have another visit from him not too long, spaced out here in 2009.
Hopefully we'll get him back and we can play some new music for him, huh?
Well, I think you've got some new music queued up right now, don't you?
I do.
Jump it up a little. was hot. Come on.
Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
Private play.
Love, Love, Love. That one is dedicated and goes out to Jimmy Page because Lenny Kravitz is done borrowing your riff now, Mr. Page. Started off with Eric Hutchinson, You Don't Have to Believe Me, new music. Also that Lenny Kravitz, new music, and rounding out a set of new music in the middle there, a statement from Gnarls Barkley, Whatever. That Gnarls Barkley is on The Odd Couple, an album that is nominated for at least 3 Grammys, and Brian Burton, who is the keyboard player and major songwriter for Gnarls Barkley and their producer, who goes by the name Danger Mouse. Most young people on campuses would not know him by Brian Burton. They only know him by Danger Mouse. He is also up for Producer of the Year.
Oh, now I picked that Eric Hutchinson song, and I know Eric Hutchinson is very big with the young people, but I'm trying to decide, do I like that or not?
Did I like that? Well, he gets great reviews. I like it because it's multi-textured. It's got some soul in it. It's got some rock and roll. He, I think, is actually from Washington, D.C., or the D.C. suburbs, if I'm not incorrect.
Yeah, no, I think he is. And I listened to a couple of songs, three or four songs, several songs, many songs off that album before I picked that one. And I don't know, you know, because we'll play stuff on Ivory Tower's Riff that we don't necessarily like, but we think is interesting, which, of course, makes us just another reason why we're completely different than anyone else. Because they'll play songs they don't like because they're pandering. But
Or because the corporate bosses told them to play the songs they don't like.
That's very true.
Or because they're accepting payola.
Well, that's very true, too. But I throw that out there just because I found the Hutchinson song a little interesting. And the album, I thought, as you said, it got very good reviews. And I was just kind of curious what you thought or anybody listening knows about Hutchinson, what they think.
Well, again, maybe they can write us and go back to our email address. Maybe you should give that one more time, Jeff.
That would be ivorytowersradio@att.net. Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, TOWERZ.
Well, that set mixes in some soul with the rock and roll, and I think it works quite well. And interestingly enough, the lyrics of that set seem to go with the earlier lyrics in this particular show. Young people, well, they have the same concerns, whether it's 1967 or 2007.
Or 2009.
Or 2009. Well, more music, more new music coming up right after this. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Just turned 26 and she was 23. She wore a crucifix but never preached at me. We'd stay up all night until the day was dead. I'd get the fear of God inside my broken head. Wanna fly away and change. Sleep around around me. I'm staring at the walls, they're closing in on me. There's some bleed through the blinds and walls.
I just want you to know that I'm gonna be fine. Lord,
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's Music on the Underground podcast, music from Rob Zombie. And we'll get that back to that in just a bit. Preceding that, Three Doors Down with Train, a band from Mississippi. And started off with a band from the UK, Stereophonics, with My Own Worst Enemy. That's a remixed version, a 2008 remix of that particular song. Stereophonics have been a band in the UK with a lot of UK chart hits for the past decade, and I just stumbled across them in the past year. They're making a bid for the US market with that release that comes out, a bunch of alternative mixes and redone versions of British hits. Also some straight-up British hits on their Best Of release that came out in 2008. Jeff, that Rob Zombie is up for a Grammy Award, the Lords of Salem. It's up for Best Hard Rock. And this brings back our dispute, debate, controversy, whatever you want to call it, from the last show. Where is that hard rock? I think that's actually heavy metal, but that's up for Best Hard Rock. And actually, it's a release, all the other songs in that set from 2008, but that came out on a Rob Zombie album in 2006. But for some reason, the Grammy folks made it eligible for 2008. Go figure.
Well, I'm sure there's some, you know, really deep, intricate, confusing reason for it, or nobody noticed it came out.
Well, that might be, because Rob Zombie these days tends to be trying to make slasher movies rather than concentrating on rock and roll. But I'm sure there was some technicality, or maybe he mailed it in and it got stuck in the mail and they had to put it in the next year's bunch. Who knows? Strange things like this happens with awards, as we know.
Get stuck in a mail. I like that.
Well, these days, I guess maybe it got stuck in a server.
Hey, where else can listeners to the Underground Podcast learn about music?
Well, no music on the ancillary Ivory Towers blog this week, but I'm sure we've had many debates about heavy metal and rock and roll, and you can find the ancillary blog at www.ivorytowers.com, and there's more on the blog than just music, although we love music, and it could be all music sometimes, and I would not complain, but there's also politics, sports, film reviews, so much more. You can find it again at www.ivorytowers, and that's Towers, Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end, for those Americans who just like the Z and wonder what the Zs and the Zetas are all about. It's just a Z, folks. Don't worry. Don't get crazy about it. www.ivorytowers.com. That's where you can find us, and now it's that time, Jeff.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Grammy-nominated metal music in the Metal Shop this week. That's Dragon Force with Strike of the Ninja. And Jeff, even though that's nominated for the 2008 Grammys, I swear that could come right out of 1985. It sounds like metal from 1985.
In fact, that's the one thing I was thinking as I was listening to it. Even to my reasonably uninitiated ears, it seemed very retro metal.
Very retro. An interesting thing about this particular metal band, and again, I actually think the Rob Zombie heavier and more metal than that, but again, I think we've had that argument already. This particular band, Dragon Force, was discovered because they posted their material on YouTube. They didn't even post just the songs. They created videos and put them up on YouTube, and so they were discovered that way. So these days, as we know, internet radio, you can get discovered on the radio, but not actually on the radio, on the internet.
Now, did you put the Metal Shop next to the next part of the show so I could do my two favorite things at the same time?
Somewhat. But also, we're going to end this week for a reason on a song called Gimme Danger. And you know, it's always the dangerous part of the show when we have to read this next bit.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Thanks for that, Jeff. And I mentioned that we were going to play Gimme Danger. That's a song by Iggy and the Stooges, and it's not normal for us to end on a song, although the last couple of weeks we have. It's also not normal for us to play Iggy and the Stooges 2 weeks in a row, and there's a reason, isn't there, Jeff?
There is a reason, a very sad reason, Rick. One of the members of the Stooges died this week.
That's right, Ron Ashton, who was lead guitarist and bassist for the Stooges, and just finished a world tour with them, found dead in his home just after New Year's. So we want to honor Ron and his brother, still in the band, still drumming for the band. So we're going to go out this week with a little Iggy and the Stooges. But first, our normal thank yous. Thank you to the audience, and thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast. For my co-host, Jeff Siegel in Dallas, for composer-announcer Michael Galelli, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and here we go, ending off with the Stooges from Raw Power.
Master, I will do anything. change.